Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now to give you the opportunity to call and get an immediate answer to your questions or to discuss the important issues that you face in life right now. Well, the toll-free number, 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Nice to have you back in the studio with us. We're talking about the grace of God today. We normally talk about Jesus, but we're going to talk about grace. But when we talk about grace, we're really talking about Jesus, aren't we? Because
He is redundant.
The one who is full of grace and truth. Grace isn't a thing. Grace is a person. It is Jesus Christ himself who does for us what we cannot do for ourselves. That's what grace is all about. So I have to ask the question, and in this world that we live in today, it's all about us. You know, how's this product going to benefit us? How is this book going to help us? We're always wondering, what's in it for me?
Sure.
So what about the grace of God? What's in it for you as far as the grace of God is concerned? Well, here's what the grace of God can do for you. Yesterday we read six particular verses, and we learned that the grace of God forgives all of your sins. The grace of God redeems you. The grace of God saves you. The grace of God makes you alive together with Christ. The grace of God justifies you. The grace of God teaches you to say no to sin. And the grace of God teaches you to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives. That's six out of the 12 points that we're going to be making. And now, here's what we're going to look at today, Titus 2:14. Great passage. We read a couple of verses right before that yesterday. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness. It teaches us to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own. Now listen to this, eager to do what is good.
Yeah.
You know, one of the big criticisms about the grace of God, whenever it has been taught in its purity, and this is from the very beginning, you know, after Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, all the way up to now, critics have lambasted the message saying, you're just giving people a license to sin.
Yeah.
Well, if somebody is saying that, they do not understand the grace of God. Why? Because the grace of God is Jesus Christ working inside of us to cause us to be eager to do what is good. That's what grace does in our lives. It builds us up. Grace will build you up. If you're discouraged, if you're feeling despair and desperation and all of those sort of things, the grace of God can build you up. This is exactly what Paul said. Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. You need some encouragement today? The grace of God is the very thing that can encourage you. It gives you an inheritance. For if the inheritance depended on the law, then it no longer depends on a promise. But God in his grace gave it to Abraham through a promise. God's grace gives us an inheritance. God's grace frees us from the power of sin. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. If you were under law, who's your master? Or what is your master?
Sin.
Sin is your master. That is a startling revelation, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, we think if we're trying to do all of these good things and we're giving it all that we can, we're doing better, we're being better, we're praying more, that we're actually going to start improving. And then we get dumbfounded when we realize, wait a minute, I'm not doing better, I'm doing worse. Sin is more intensified and amplified inside of me. And why is that? Why? Because under law, sin is your master. grace frees us from that bondage and leads us down the paths of righteousness. The grace of God makes us who we are as children of God. I love this passage in 1 Corinthians 15, but by the grace of God, I am what I am.
Yeah.
And his grace to me was not without effect. If you want character in your life, if you want maturity in your life, if you want those things to be a part of your life, the grace of God is the building block for that. There's no other way to get character apart from the grace of God.
Yeah.
Grace carries you through the trials and tribulations of life. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient to you, for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. Whatever you're going through right now, no matter how difficult it may seem, God's grace is sufficient to get you through. Do you believe that? Do you really believe that God's grace is sufficient? Well, when you do, you can really see what grace can do for you.
Absolutely. Bob and Richard, I think so many times we walk through our Christian lives with a very shallow understanding of the grace of God. I think it's impossible to really plumb the depths of what he has done for us in the Lord Jesus.
You're absolutely right, Bob. And I just encourage people to wake up each and every morning, go to bed each and every night with the prayer, Lord, show me more of the height and depth and length and breadth of the grace that you have poured out on me in Christ. It is life-changing.
Absolutely.
I guarantee it.
Well, again, this is Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. My name is Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. We'd love for you to join us by phone if you'd like to enter into the conversation. Hey, what has grace done for you? We'd love to hear from you on that topic. Or if there's something else you'd like to discuss, the number is 844-322-2742. That's toll-free, of course, across the country and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Well, guys, kind of an interesting question from Daisy, who writes to us, was there an earth age before this one? Did God create the world without form, or did it become that way? Was there a flood before the one during Noah's time, and are there any scriptures to support any of this? So I know that both of you were there during that time. So
we yeah, were. I was thinking
yeah, we were
that,
part of
boy,
that committee,
that's a question really above our pay grade.
Yes.
I think all we have is the account in Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. So how all of that happened and took place, we're just left with that limited, information. God doesn't give us a lot of detail. You know, scientists are trying to figure all that out, and it's still a mystery to them. They keep moving the date of the earth back, and making it older and older and older and older and all of these sort of things, but they still can't answer any of these questions, how this earth got to be here, how we got to be here, how everything else got to be here. I mean, there are some scientists that are certainly saying that there was some sort of intelligent design behind what we see. Others are saying, no, it's still just a random chance, a big boom type thing that happened. But we don't know. All we do know is what the Word of God says, and it says the earth was formless and empty, darkness was over the surface, and then out of that, God created. In 6 days, he created the various things. On the seventh day, he rested. And I think a lot of that creation story was showing us God's intention, that he was preparing a dwelling place for himself so that he could enjoy real relationship with his creation. And we were to enjoy relationship with him. That's what we get from this story. And it's a powerful story. God spoke, things came into being. He has the power to do that. We were a part of his creative order. And as the part of creation that was made in the image of God, we get to enjoy God in the fullest extent that his creation can.
Absolutely. Well, we hope this has been a help to you, Daisy. And if you have a further question, well, if we encourage you to drop us a line. Well, we have open lines right now at 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and we're here to address your question or your particular issue. Give us a call, friends, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Staten Island and talk with Will, listening to us on our great affiliate, WMCA. Hi, Will. You're on the line.
Hi. How you doing?
Doing well, thanks. What's on your mind today?
I would just like to know if you knew any scriptures pertaining to the grace of nations, especially the United States. I know they're not supposedly in prophecy at all, the United States. But any scriptures pertaining to grace, and if that grace is, and if so, how? Thank you.
Okay, Will, we certainly appreciate that question. Interesting question, isn't it, Richard?
Yes.
How does grace deal with nations? You know, we saw that God had a covenant, the Mosaic covenant, with the people of Israel. There was basically a contract. It was set up as a theocracy.
Yes.
God's presence was among the people of Israel. We saw that in the building of the tabernacle and the building of the temple. Moses said, you know, it's your presence among us that distinguishes us from every other nation. So we have that. But how does grace relate to the United States, Germany, England, whatever country that we would pick out?
Well, it doesn't apply in the way that a lot of people wish it applied, which is, since in the case of the question, if the United States is blessed by God, has God's grace on it, then it is his special country for this time in history and all of that. The Bible doesn't say anything about that. And in fact, what the Bible says about grace, especially in the New Covenant, it is that God works with individual people. He pours his love and grace into me and into you and into many of our listeners. Anyone who is saved, any child of God, receives the grace of God. And when that grace is allowed to do what only God can do, it certainly impacts nations and cities and neighborhoods and your own home. But God is not working specifically with the United States or Canada or Mexico or the United Kingdom or any more than he's doing it with anybody else. Now, there's this overarching grace of God which allows us to be alive in the first place. That applies to everybody. The Bible tells us that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. Plants grow. We harvest. We're able to work with our hands. That's an overarching grace. But the grace of salvation, the grace that is the power of Jesus in our lives, is an individual thing. God works with people, not with nations.
Yeah. And the other thing, Will, I think God's entity that's impacting the world today,
yes,
is not a nation, it's the church.
Yes.
It's called out believers, and we have the opportunity to influence nations, to influence cultures. I will say that as far as the United States of America is concerned, I think our founding fathers recognized the importance of God's act in individuals, and they wanted to protect that freedom, to make this a country where those sort of things can freely happen without oppression, without any of those types of things. That's why we as believers today, you know, stand up and continue to fight for the freedoms that our country has known for all these numbers of years. Why? Because we believe that God's sovereign choice to act and to become a part of who we are and what we do is the most important act in world history. And as we allow him to do that, then we as a country can be a blessing, which we have been. But it's because we've recognized the importance of God's act of grace in individual lives, and we want to protect that at all cost. That doesn't mean God doesn't act in grace in other countries where those freedoms aren't there. Some of the fastest growing church groups or bodies of believers are in oppressed nations.
Yeah.
What's going on underground in China would just blow us away in comparison to what's happening here in the United States today. So God works sovereignly. He works through grace to save us individually, and then corporately through this body of believers called the Church of Jesus Christ. Will, does that help? Well, we're going to go on. Well, thanks for your call. We certainly appreciate it.
Yes, and we have an open line for you at 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and me, Bob Davis. Again, 844-322-2742. And, friends, as we said before, Basic Gospel is a listener-supported program, and we hope that what you hear each day on this broadcast is a benefit to you. And from what we hear from many of you, it is indeed beneficial to you. So if that's true, we ask you to help us get the word out by making a much-needed donation to keep the good news coming. If you can do so today, we'll send you a hot-off-the-press copy of 12 Days of Simply Grace, a devotional that shows how the Christian life is really supposed to work. And I think that's pretty good stuff, guys. It's a very valuable resource in and of itself, but with your gift of any amount this month, you'll receive a copy of 12 Days of Simply Grace. And you'll find it on the lower right corner of our website at basicgospel.net. Just click Donate Today. And again, that's the lower right corner of our home site at basicgospel.net to make your donation and receive your copy of 12 Days of Simply Grace.
And Bob, this is actually comes from my new book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace,
which we are anticipating.
Yes, we are. It comes out July 1st. We can hardly wait to get that. But we wanted to whet your appetite a little bit, and we know how important devotional guides are. I love these little devotional studies, and I know our listeners have really responded well to devotional things we've offered in the past, and so that's why we want to make this available. And here is my invitation. Through this devotional, I invite you to explore with me the way of grace. Take this 12-day journey and learn that grace packs all the power you need for life and godliness. That's what you can get from this 12-day devotional through the grace of God. I know you will really be encouraged by it, will enjoy it. It's a great resource for you individually, but something you can share with others as well.
Absolutely. And of course, it's yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel, and you'll find the support link associated with the graphic in the lower right corner of the home site at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go talk with Kevin listening to us in North Richland Hills on KWRD. That's
there
it.
We go.
Hey, Kevin, welcome. What's on your mind today?
How are you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Well, I got a couple questions for you. I started listening to your station about a few weeks ago, and I really don't get a chance to talk to my pastor at the church I'm going to, but I'm going through, and this is open forum, correct, right now? Or are you on one certain topic? I just got in the car and heard the song.
You're free to ask away.
I just want to know how God has inflicted me in the last year and a half was somehow breaking my back in three places, now just taking my knee out. I am a 50-year-old man, barely moving around, just opened a business a year ago, got a kid in college, and the more I try, the more he's taking me down.
So, Kevin, you think that's God directly inflicting you of those things, that he's trying to test you, to sift you, to refine you? That's kind of how you're perceiving that?
Yeah, I'm wanting to know why he would allow that to happen when he knows everything. He knows my whole life before I've lived it, and why he chose this for me.
Well, Kevin, I've asked that question about some things in my own life. Lord, why are you allowing this? I didn't sign up for this. I thought you were going to take care of me. I thought you, had my best interests at heart. I thought you were going to, bless me with whatever. And now I'm having to deal with all of this kind of stuff. Job, if you've read the story of Job in the Bible, the same type of thing. And what we learn from that story, Kevin, is that, yes, God allows those things, but sometimes those things really aren't attributed to him. They come from other sources. You know, we live in a fallen world. We live in a sin-filled world. We live in a world that is not for us. It's truly against us. It's like a casino, Kevin. Kevin, you go to Las Vegas and you put some money in, and they promise all kinds of prizes. But really, when you look underneath it, the system is rigged, isn't it? It's rigged against you. It's in favor of the house. You're always, you know, if you stay in there long enough, you're always going to come out on the losing side. That's just the way the system is rigged, and so is the world that we live in today. It's rigged against us, and we seem to take a step forward, and all of a sudden the world hits us, and it moves us 4 or 5 steps backwards. And then we cry out, God, where are you in all of this? Aren't you concerned? Don't you care? Aren't you interested?
Show me anything. You know, I've been going to church. I don't miss. I've been trying to pray and pray. God, you know, show me some favor. Give me some pain relief without going through this hell that the only time I like is when I go to bed. Because I get to like 8 hours of sleep. Or not sleepy, but 8 hours of no pain. And then, you know, it's all over again the next day.
And then you're looking forward to getting in bed again, just so you can have some sense of solace, some sense of peace. Kevin, what I'd like to do is step back just for a moment and talk to you a little bit about what we do know is true. And here's what we know is true, Kevin, that God did demonstrate his love for you, and he demonstrated his love for me, and that he sent Jesus to die while we were yet sinners. You know, there was something inside of us that initially rebelled against God. We looked at him as an enemy. And Jesus came and told us something different about God than what our feelings and what our minds were telling us. He told us that God really did love us. And the proof of that is that Jesus' blood took away all of our sins. So, Kevin, I think we have to first... I think we have to step back and say, well, is what I'm going through right now punishment from God for something I've done in the past? And
right.
The cross would tell you, no, it's not. The cross says, no, all the punishment that you justly deserve, Kevin, went upon Jesus. Every single bit of it. So what you're experiencing is not punishment from God. God is not punishing you for some wrong that you did years ago, or maybe just last year, or maybe just last week. God sent his wrath to Jesus, and Jesus took it willingly and gladly so that you could stand today as a forgiven person. And nothing that happens in your life will ever change that truth. So what you need, Kevin, in this kind of topsy-turvy life that you're experiencing is something solid to stand upon. And what I'm telling you and suggesting to you is that the cross of Jesus is some solid footing. That when
well,
you stand,
I know Jesus is the way to go. I mean, that's the only thing that I have.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, take away every worldly thing I have. I mean, I know Jesus is the only thing that is going to give me peace in the long run. But.
Well, Kevin, let me do this. We're about out of time on the broadcast. Let me put you on hold. I'm going to get some information. We're going to send you some resources, and we're just right in your neck of the woods. We're up here in Lewisville, Texas. We'd love to connect with you and help you even more through this journey, okay? You hang on.
Yes, indeed.
You're welcome, my friend.
Yeah,
thanks for
glad you called. Yes, absolutely. Friends, please remember Basic Gospel in your giving. We are indeed a listener-supported ministry, and it's your prayers and gifts that keep the good news of Jesus Christ on the airwaves and online. Just click Donate today if you can help us. You'll find that graphic in the lower right corner of the homepage, and as you do, you'll get a copy of 12 Days of Simply Grace, our brand new devotional. We'd love to get it into your hands. Well, until tomorrow at the same time, for Bob and Richard and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.